Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, something happened earlier on this week that we didn't get to discuss because yesterday I wasn't here. And thank goodness you guys didn't. Is the incident in Mthatha, right?
Okay.
So essentially, student residents, a lot of people who are property owners and landlords decide to lease some of their properties to students.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why that is, excuse me, is because students pay, I guess, a higher rate. And usually because they're funded by NSFAS, you can be guaranteed that your money is going to come to you, right? Mm-hmm. However, when you are a landlord for students, you are kind of their guardian. Specifically, if you own a commune, some people live in the commune because they don't want to leave it unoccupied. You know, the students obviously just run amok. And so you are their parent, so to speak. Mm. And what happened with this particular issue in Mthatha is that some kind of a scuffle ensued. We are not sure about why it was that the students ended up protesting. But what we are hearing, unconfirmed, is that one of the students or more were saying that they should be allowed to bring other people to the residence.
Okay.
So let's say, for example, if I'm a student and you are my girlfriend in Paul,
mm-hmm.
if you decide to visit me, you should be allowed to sleep over. Right?
Interesting.
Now, the owner of the property was like, nah, not going to happen. Over my dead body. And then, obviously, a protest ensued. He felt like they were going to attack his wife, he says. And so he pulled out a gun to defend his family. One student ended up getting shot and lost his or her life.
His life.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now, obviously, this is a very, very serious situation. Already, at that point, it's serious. What made it even worse is that the Minister of Higher Education then came out, again, speaking to media without proper information, and said that the person that died was not a student, which later turned out to be false information. And then they've had to rescind their statement. And it's a mess, as you can imagine, a tragedy all at once. If you look at this now, as it is, I want to find out what your thoughts are, Mpo, because there's a lot to discuss.
For me, with this matter, what, and I think Mfundo can correct me here, what alarmed me was that the students are said to not have been protesting at the res, but rather at the res owner's home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are you coming to my home?
It's on campus, by the way.
But still, why are you coming to my home? The moment you come to my home, it then becomes a very different conversation. Is it even a conversation? Because if you're coming in numbers and you're coming to my property, where I live, where my loved ones are, I will try and protect myself. Do you get what I mean? And unfortunately, that is then when someone ends up being shot. So for me, that was the problem with my biggest problem with this entire situation. Yes, they may have been protesting because I highly doubt that just bringing partners is the nub of the issue.
Yeah.
I believe there are bigger issues here at play. But my other question is then, where was the SRC? Why did they not go through the SRC as well?
But how do we protest? How do we protest at a place where you're not there? How are you going to know that we're protesting?
Surely you would have spoken to the SRC before you even start with protesting. Because when you're protesting, it's not like you just wake up and say, "Hasan means to protest." Do you get what I mean?
I hear you on the SRC matter. That's a valid point. But even as a country, when we protest, we'll go to union buildings. We don't just wake up and protest here outside Kaya. Issue is not a Kaya matter. You take it to the powers that be.
Yeah, but the powers that be, you don't take it to my home.
But it's within the campus. And the other thing is that because there are so many protests for different reasons in these institutions, you didn't want to conflate issues. They wanted it to be direct, that this speaks to residents' issues. So they didn't even want to have to mobilize other students that have other issues, maybe around registrations. This had to do with res matters. And probably he's the man that they had engaged for the longest time.
Surely he has an office. You can wait until he is at his office. You go to his office, which probably is also on campus.
Yeah.
Why are you going to my home?
Fair enough.
Look, we don't have all the facts, right? But I agree with you, Mpo, because you know what it's like. If you know how the world works and you get to a McDonald's and you're not happy with the quality, not the service you got, the quality, you don't help shouting at the waitress who just served you.
True, yeah.
You know, because it's an institutional problem. Mm. So the guy, the race custodian, does not make the rules either way. You don't go to him. And also, Cecil's right. He's like a parent to these kids. Mm. But also, at the same time, fact is, he's not a father to them. And if at some point he feels like his life is under threat. Now, like I said, we don't have all the facts. I'm assuming he's got a gun license. Mm. He knows the procedure. He knows the laws around guns and when to pull out a gun. Only when your life is under imminent danger and, you know, you feel unsafe for your life and your family. Mm. Of course, there the relationship ends whereby he sees these kids as his children, as the race custodian. So we don't have all the facts, but I'd like to... The anger was misplaced, honestly speaking, because the guy cannot... He doesn't make the rules.
Nobody
He's
does.
There to enforce them.
I honestly beg to differ. I think even if they went further up, they would first be taken back to him to say he's the one that has been designated to deal with such issues. So that's where you start. And I'm sure there was back and forth of emails between the student representatives and him on this matter. So I beg to differ. I think they went to the right place, but it's unfortunate how things have turned out. But to Mpho's point around this probably having been about the students wanting their partners to come and sleep over, I just think that when people have a set of demands, when things have gone pear-shaped, they tend to elevate the most frivolous or insignificant thing to almost delegitimize your cause. Sure. So this probably is one of those where out of the very legitimate demands, they've decided to take the most silliest thing because it happens. All of us here can list things that we want and then somewhere we say, don't forget Cremora, you know, among the things. And that's the most frivolous. And then when they decide to deny us what we've wanted, they'll go to the media and say, you know what they wanted? Cremora, guys, instead of milk.
True.
So you elevate that to delegitimize the cause. So I don't believe it's about having your boyfriends and girlfriends per se. There are many issues at universities. So as for me, it's a very disheartening situation. Everything that has happened, I didn't expect a race manager to have a gun in the premises.
Well, I mean, it's his legal right to have a gun, as Saul says, if he is a licensed firearm holder. Mm. The only problem is, again, as you point out, when a situation like this has happened, you then just look at how it's turned out. Mm. Somebody has lost their life now.
True.
And whether or not this shooting was justified, whether or not there was violence before that, well, he'll have to prove that in court. I believe he could have handled the situation without anybody dying. I do believe that. Because just because you have a gun doesn't mean you've got to shoot somebody.
True.
You can shoot in the air, then people would say like a warning shot. People know, okay, fine, it's getting a bit serious. They'll back away a little bit. There's no need for you to shoot, especially young kids.
University security. Igupi.
Yeah, there's no need for that. But geyangazi, because also, if I'm there and you're coming at me with a panga, best believe something may happen now.
Because there are adults.
I'm not saying that's what was happening, by the way. I'm just saying, angazi.
But
I don't know.
I still maintain, when you come to my home, you change the tone of the conversation. Because now it becomes a personal attack. It's no longer about the whatever grievance that you have. Like I say, I'm sure he has an office on campus. Why did they not go to his office?
Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-00959.
The disinformation spread by the management, it's so alarming. You know, the first one, they said that that particular person, the deceased person, was not a regular student, only for them to say otherwise that he was a student. So even that particular thing whereby they say they want to bring their other significant half at the rest, I don't think that was one of the things that they were striking about. So they have to ask the SRC regarding that.
So let me tell you something, right? In my 41 years of living, I've found that it's often prudent not to speak about a matter when it's just happening or has just happened. Because then you really are not familiar with all the details. And quite often the stories that come out are not true. Sometimes you got to just wait a little bit.
First thing that comes to my mind is with Nelson Mandela and your tweet. Remember, he's passing.
Yeah, so you just got to wait sometimes and just see it through and then be like, okay, yes, what's up? Because you're right. Some of the stories that have been reported turned out not to be true. Now what?
Marana wala bantwana bayeluyofunda or bayeluyofuna umshado lapha ekolweni sebafuna ukuvakashelwa bayenza ama sleep over. The next thing they come pregnant after their degree bazibuza ukuthi umithephi mara lokana ash, the gun law is going to be so against him bazombopha. There's no other way. You do not shoot unless your life is in danger and you must fire a warning before shooting.
Well, we don't know, angithi. So mhlambe he feels, because he says he was protecting his wife. asazi ukuthi kanjani kanjani, that has to be proven in courts. But one thing we can all agree on is this is definitely tragic and so avoidable. It didn't need to get here. We're speaking about the issue that took part at Walter Sisulu University. Students protesting, one student lost their life. Here's what the university has to say.
Students, for the past 2 weeks, which we had responded to, have been forcing the university to allow rules where they sleep with their partners for 24 hours in their residences. Residences they share with other students who want to start overnight are not comfortable to sleep in their bed while others are having sex on the other bed. And the university had to force this rule, which it's not only doing in Tata Koli, it's doing in Farawet, in East London, in Queenstown, and other residences.
That clip is courtesy of Newsroom Africa, and they're speaking to Kholi Mngambo. Now, SASCO president Alungile responded by saying this.
Do we have proof of that? Can they actually prove of that?
I'm saying to you that this is what he is saying. This is what he is saying.
No, definitely we cannot engage what the spokesperson. The spokesperson is there to protect the image of the institution. That is clear. So what we have to engage here, what is the nature of student wellness on campus? How is the interactivity of students? What is the learning of students? What's the learning nature of students on campus? Part of that learning nature is that there must be an interchange between students. There must be interaction between students. So you can't eliminate that, not unless you are not having a university. It would not be a university where students cannot communicate, or you would want to pin upon hours according to which students can interact with each other. So we would just reject that from the spokesperson of the institution, because it is a scapegoat. The matter at hand, a student was shot, and that student was shot because students protested, and amongst other things.
So as you can tell, there's no telling. I mean, those two statements are conflicting. The university saying one thing and then the student representative saying another. This matter does need to be investigated. And as the Student Representative Council correctly points out, the matter at hand is that somebody has lost their life via protest. Something that shouldn't have happened. Maybe let's deal with that first. Why the protest was happening, we can deal with secondarily.
When you start saying it's a pity it was one, our workers, what were they doing in his house? And what they are fighting about, even if there are PI issues now, we won't know. It's just my boyfriends and my girlfriends that have to sleep over. Our workers, are they there to study or are they there to fight for girlfriends and boyfriends to sleep over? That's why talking about arranged marriages, it's such things. I'm with him on this one. Why are they at his house? They are the bosses. We will show him. Bona very much. Our workers. Can we do better?
But again, and I've got to say, I wasn't there, so I don't know the facts of the matter. But headed towards exams, people do study in groups. Headed towards exams, people study until late in the wee hours in the morning. And so some people may say, hey man, you may as well just sleep over here because you've been studying since, like, I don't know, until 3 a.m. or something.
It's cross nighty.
Exactly. Now you don't want to go home at that time. Also dangerous. I'm not saying this is what happened. I'm just saying there's more to the story than meets the eye.
I mean, as this sad story, but then another look at it is that we know Gutiama protests, they never end up well, especially even if they say it's going to be a peaceful protest. I mean, we look at Ama protests, events, and all these other big institutions, Guti, how they end up, you know? It's unfortunate that someone had to lose their lives. And for me, now, if I were the res manager, I would probably would have done, not the same, not killed, but probably would have given a warning shot. It's just that Labantwana nabo, they can be so aggressive, you know, and when you feel attacked, the first thing you want to do is protect yourself and your family. So, yeah, let's just see how this plays out in court.
And also another fact, the res manager's wife got injured, so we can make an assumption there was force by the students.
I almost think it's wrong as in Zigilela. A whole lot of questions need answers. First question, Angithi, the residential area of the manager, it's within the campus. Where was the security? Where is the rest security? Number two, surely they should have seen the students marching towards the area. They could have prevented it much more sooner or quicker. So now it left the manager to fend for himself because of no one came to his aid. Again, knowing the laws of the Gun Act. Surely when you are under that situation, those rules, they fly out of your head. The only thing you think about is safety. Actually, I feel umuntu condolences.
I totally agree with Mpo. Guys, we need to know when to draw the line. No matter how emotional we are, there's always a better way to deal and solve issues. Violence should not always be the first option. The youth of today, I would want to allow. Like, young kids do not want to follow rules. They want to live freely. They want to do as they please. And they forget that the rules are actually meant to protect and help your living environment to be sufficient. So I feel sorry for the young man that lost his life, but I'd let this be the lesson to the rest of the students. If they had gone a formal way, write an email, provide justification, provide reasoning, none of this would have happened. But when you want to do things because you feel you are justified, the turnaround is not always a good one.
Nane ke dula res and ntlo ya di res manager tsa rona, it was centered a building ya rona, so ne re se hole le bona. So I'm thinking it might be the same thing le bona ma student out aus, and what the res manager did was uncalled for. But o ka sentse thunya ba nemba sekolo ke dumelana le wena sizwe nke be a thungeditse hodimo ke la bona abatshosa e seng hore a thunye wa pele aba thunye le ba bang ba be ba le mane. Guys, no.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.